It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about you. It's your talk show. It's your talk line at 884-9910. Even though it's my email, it's all your emails. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Speaking of emails, let me just read you a few emails. This is from Vincent. You are funded by for-profit prison industries, led by DeVos and Eric Prince. You are scum in my community. White trash inbred, not from Reno. Just effing white trash for profit. I hope to see you all soon, Antifa. It's from Vincent. Vincent must see himself as Antifa. This is from Dumble Dank the Wizard, or Holden, as some people call him. Go F yourself in your own A. I can't finish the word. You fascist, jackbooted, authoritarian. See you next Tuesdays. Find someone else to harass, perhaps a black family holding a barbecue. Your personal lives are so unfulfilling that you feel the need to further ruin someone else's. I hope the homeless take a blank on your cars. I never realized trying to get people off the streets and help them is ruining their lives, but... So were these emails to me? No, they weren't. They were emails to this gentleman who's joining us right now, and that is Paul White of QOL-Reno.org, Quality of Life Reno and Stronghold Institute. Thanks for calling in, Paul.
Hi, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning. So you had some interesting emails.
Oh, yeah. Well, you left out about the one who was encouraging people to come burn our house down. I mean... And, of course, nobody leaves their names. These are brave individuals.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm wondering if Vincent and Dumbledank, you know, if those are really their real names. You never know. No, I wanted to talk to you about the one actually burning your house down, and they wanted you to actually suffer what people on the streets suffer through. But, you know, Paul, you've riled a lot of feathers by actually – doing something by documenting where the encampments are, by taking photographs, by going out and visiting with people. And now even thisisreno.com is putting out stories that you are causing problems and you should be the one maybe arrested.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a great update for you, Monica. We went out this morning, Tim and I, to Pickett Park to hand flyers to the people living there to tell them what's coming Saturday and that there's better alternatives than what they're doing. And let's see. First thing we saw, we've been watching Pickett Park for over a year and in all its filth and overrun with squatters. And this morning, it was as clean as if they just built it. A police officer was overseeing having a few of the guys who live there clean the place, fill in four big cans with garbage. We went up to the officer, kind of kidding him, and said, "Well, getting ready for..."
We are doing it live. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. You can still call in your questions if you have any. I'd love to hear them, just like Clay and Gene did this morning. So that's 884-9910. A little technical difficulty there, but we're moving on because I am not moving from this spot. We've got over 100 people out here, 100 American patriots standing up for our president. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine this was D.C.? That's what you're going to see later on, is you're going to see the reports coming from D.C. because this is actually the National Women for Trump Day. There are marches in all major cities across the country. There's a march. People were being, you know, they took time off. They took weeks off of in their vacation, and they're headed to D.C. to march on the Capitol to show our support for our president. And this is what the true numbers look like. All these people out here and one person across the street that says lock him up. One to all of these people over here. That's what the true numbers look like. People out here with their MAGA hats, their red hats, people out here with their Trump 2020 signs, people out here with just support for our president to stop this impeachment farce. It is a farce. It is your money, your tax dollars that are actually funding this whole process that the Democrats are doing to our democracy. We are a republic. We are a republic, and your voice needs to be heard. I know a lot of people ask, well, why do you do this during a work day? Why do you do it from this time? Well, for me, it's because this is the time my show is on, because we're live, tell you, 10 to noon. But people come out to show their support. A lot of people out here took the day off. A lot of people out here retired, worried about where their money is going, what is going to happen to their health care. What is going to happen to their retirement? Because I tell you, no good can come of a Democrat being elected in 2020, whether it be for the state or the feds. And why is that? Because they want literally everything you have. And that is not an exaggeration. They want your children. That's why they're taking over education. That's why they're taking over sex education. That's why they're taking over history. That's why they're taking over the educational system itself, the textbooks, what kids are reading. Why do you think the textbooks are being changed to say that capitalism is racist? How can you have that in a textbook and survive in the country that we have and keep the country that we have? That is thriving with capitalism, with companies that start from nothing. People like to, you know, make Mark Zuckerberg and Bezos and everybody these villains, which, yeah, because money corrupts. What can I say? But they started with dreams. They started with ideas. And because they followed those, they created something that nobody else could create. And they're thriving because of the American people supporting them. So they got a lot more money that they can handle. But you know what? That's the freedom that we have here. Because anybody can go out and do it. We'll be back as we continue to broadcast live from right here, the Nevada State Legislature in Carson City on Main Street. Trust me, you cannot miss us. We're the home of Fox News on 92.3 in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh boy, it doesn't get any more live and local than this. This is absolutely fantastic. You hear all those beeps and honks and horns, and that is because, well, we have an opportunity for people to come out and support Trump today. Do you believe that? Come out and support Trump. Why? Because he needs it. That's what I'm talking about. The fact that the Democrats in the House are trying to make this man a villain, trying to make this man the duly elected president, trying to make him seem like he is crooked. Isn't that kind of a laugh? It's the Monica J. Show live here on Carson Street in front of the Nevada Legislature. And the thing that I find the saddest is whether it be trying to get something on Trump, making something up with the Ukraine, which you've already heard that there was a secret weapon. They had a secret plan in place if Hillary lost. You're seeing it all come to fruition. You're seeing it all happen right now before your eyes. This is the plan that they were talking about. This is what they were planning on doing to our elected president. They say that women don't support Trump. Yes, they do. I'm a strong Republican woman, and I am outnumbered out here on the streets of Carson City by all the rest of these strong Republican women. Yeah, a few of them brought their husbands too, and a few of the guys showed up, but that's okay. Because Republican women are all inclusives. We love having the guys out here with us. We're not those feminists that are trying to make men look like they're lesser than what they are. We love our president, and we love what he's doing for us, giving us back our tax dollars, giving our companies back their money, giving our employers back their money so we get bonuses, we get raises. They're able to hire more people. That's what capitalism does. If you heard the debates the other night for, you know, the Democrats, it was a joke. They were falling all over themselves to provide socialism. To provide socialism to a people that don't want to work. People that don't want to have careers. People that want drugs legalized. People that, well, they want free health care. People have learned that they don't have to work for anything. Well, I was raised in a household that you did have to work for everything. You worked for your allowance. You had punishments. If you did stuff, you were taken away. The generation that we have now, the people that we have now, are the supporters of, if your child does something and you take away their cell phone, you are breaking the law because that is their cell phone. Even though you pay the bill, even though you bought the phone, you pay for all the data, it is their phone and you can be locked up. You could be locked up and CPS called on you if you spank your child. That is the society that we live in. No punishment, no consequences. And you know what? I'm tired of living in that. Look at the children that President Trump raised. Business leaders, people who went out and started their own companies. Yeah, maybe with a little help from dad. So what? My parents helped me get started when I was younger. What parent doesn't? That's a part of parenting. They started and had international companies. But they put all of their lives on hold when their father ran for president. Imagine that. International business people putting their lives on hold to help the betterment of this country, to help the people of this country hang on to what little they have. Yet in the Democrat Party, it's okay to become an elected representative and then your kids sit on international companies and international boards and all that, and then make millions. We support a billionaire who is losing money and gives his salary graciously to those in need. The Democrats had a president that, was supposed to come from nothing, yet now he's a multimillionaire. Democrats always seem to become millionaires after they are elected, not before. And the people who are running that party don't want things to change. They don't want an outsider in there changing the rules. They want him impeached. They want the things that he put in place rolled back. And they want America to go back to what they were turning it into. The beginning of a socialist country. For all of these people who think that this country is so horrible, who think that this country is just going to hell because of who's in the White House, that they won't even recognize him as president. That's funny because Republicans, all Republicans across the country, they recognize Barack Obama as their president, even though they didn't like it. They sucked it up and they worked harder for the next election to make sure that a Republican was elected. That's because that's how we know the system works. You don't become so engrossed in the fact that you lost and you don't want what you've been working for changed. You don't want this country given back to the American people, that this is what you do. You start riots after rallies on good people. You have groups like Antifa pop up and become stronger and not be penalized. You have groups that just want to yell and scream at other people for no reason, just because of their political party. Is that the world that you want to live in? Because I can tell you where a lot of countries are that already go that way. Go to Venezuela. Go to the Middle East. You can even go to Europe now. And that's how everything works. Not in this country. They hate that. They're trying to use our laws against us. And we have to make sure that never happens. So what do? You get off your tush. You start going to school board meetings and learning about SHARE programs. You start going to school board meetings and start questioning those in charge who think they know what's best for your children. You know what's best for your child, not the other way around. You are going to lose that ability to not only educate your child, but to punish your child if they need it, or to even inspire your child. Because careers are going away because, well, it's just not inclusive. That doesn't embrace all. We're all going to be wearing the same thing. We're all going to be driving the same car. We're all going to be just little robots, little minions, if we don't stop this now and make the change. And I am so proud to be out here broadcasting live with all of these American patriots, Republicans, independents, even a few walkaway Democrats. It's what you do that makes a difference. And what we do to make a difference is support events like this and pay the bills. So we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be back with more as we broadcast live the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, we're still out here on the streets of Carson City. We are right in front of the Nevada legislature with a whole lot of people who are in support of our president. And it's funny, somebody just asked the question. I'm out here doing my show live, the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, but where are the news cameras? Yeah, no TV out here. Nope. That's not the narrative that the media wants you to see. They don't want you to see one woman standing lonely across the street saying, lock him up, and see 100 people on this side of the street who support our president. Imagine that. You know, this is a time of day when his supporters are working, but they took the time to take time off and come out here. Joining me right now, he's not taking any time off because hopefully there's not a fire anywhere. But Jim DeGraffenried is standing with me right now. And Jim, I had to wait for you to come out of this big building behind us. What are you guys doing in there?
We're not doing anything in that big building, Monica. We're on the street supporting the president and calling out the Democrats for their fake impeachment.
Yeah, it is definitely a fake impeachment. Is this the secret weapon? Is this the plan B that they had in place, do you think, that Peter Strzok was talking about?
Oh, absolutely, because you know they have been talking about impeachment from day one.
Yeah.
From the day he was elected, before he was even inaugurated, they didn't want to accept the results of this election, wanted to overturn it.
And it doesn't seem to matter what they're impeaching him for. We started off with the Mueller report and
right.
Russia investigation, and then we went to the Ukraine investigation, and then we tried to get, or before that, we tried to do the whole Stormy, you know, thing. It's just nonstop.
They were so disappointed when that Mueller report gave them nothing. There was nothing in it, and now they're just grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Not plastic straws in Nancy's California,
no.
Of course, but grasping at straws regardless. So.
Exactly. So what is going on with the legislature right now that everybody off and back to their own districts and
Well, not necessarily, because even though the legislature only meets every other year, there's what they call the interim session and the interim committees. We did have to have a protest not long ago over this mileage tax.
Yeah.
I know you were talking about that earlier this morning.
Yeah.
So far, it's just keeping track, but that's only a precursor. You know they want the tax.
Yeah.
They want it eventually. And so they were in here working on the regulations to put into place the keeping track of the mileage in the meantime until they can get the tax to go with it.
Now, this is the one thing that I asked somebody who was following it, but I'll ask you because you're actually in there working on it. Will you, if you do not give them your mileage, will you still get your registration if you do not participate?
I believe that you probably will, but I would need to reread those regulations to be sure. When that was discussed earlier, I made a mental note, hey, I got to go look
you,
you that
need
up
to
and
reread
see
that for me because I will start telling people flat out, do not give them your mileage numbers.
Oh, absolutely, because if there's nothing they can do, don't empower them.
Yeah.
Don't help them out.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. It's just, it seems like the things that they say are done for good just punishes us all.
Right. Especially here in rural Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean, there are places where you need to drive 20, 30, 40 miles just to buy your groceries.
And
you want to be taxed, by the mile to do that?
I came to work in Carson City today
right. From
Reno
exactly.
When I could have driven, 10 miles. I decided to drive 40.
Right.
The problem that I see is still the apathy among voters. Is it people feel that they just can't make the change that we need or that we've gone too far? Or how do we win our House and Senate back?
Well, the way that we get this building back is the same way that we win for Trump. And in fact, every field office that is opened in Nevada for the president's campaign is going to be opened in a key swing district where we need to either defend a Republican seat or take back, like our assembly district seat in Washoe County.
Which actually, I would like to mention, Trump's office in Reno opens tomorrow.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I thought it was Friday.
Be a big celebration next Tuesday, the 22nd, in the evening. Chairman McDonald will be up. We're going to have Tommy Hicks, who is the co-chair of the RNC, because you may not know, but that office is the very first Trump field office in the nation.
That is so awesome.
It is being opened right here in Nevada because the president feels that strongly that Nevada is a state that he needs and wants to win.
Yeah.
And so we already have 19 field people working on the ground, training people, registering voters, working to get this state won for the president and also to take back these seats in the building
behind
us.
So basically all the things that the Democrats did to take everything over.
Absolutely.
They have a good ground game. I have to say that.
They have always had a good ground game, and they've always had good data. And the data that the RNC and the Trump campaign have put together is just incredible. So we are definitely moving in the right direction.
Yeah. You might not have heard that in the background, but that is big news. As Democrats sit and complain about what Trump is doing and in his policies, especially when it comes to foreign policy, when they sit back and do nothing, Vice President Pence over there just negotiated a ceasefire with Syria.
I saw that fly by on Facebook. Isn't that wonderful news?
That's how you get things done.
Yes.
I mean, is this not the president of promises made, promises kept, and trying to keep that promise of we need to bring our men and women, our treasures home?
Absolutely. There are four pages so far, just in a partial term, of promises that the president has kept. And you could list things off all day of the things that he has done, and yet the Democrats do nothing but sit in Washington, D.C., sit in committees, and try and figure out gotcha ways to overturn the results of an election that was won fair and square. I mean, it's disgusting, really.
It really is, because all of that is being done with our taxpayer dollars.
Of course.
We complain about our taxpayer dollars going overseas to countries that hate us, that, death to Americans. Yet we continue to send our money over there, and people don't talk about it as their money. They don't talk about Pelosi's private trips and fancy meals as our money.
Right.
Do they need to start talking more about that?
It is our money. I mean, the government has no money. The government only has the money that it gets from the taxpayer. And so it is our money, every single dollar of it.
And everything you see, even down to like the City of Council of Reno, you know, we talk about things like, oh, median incomes and people trying to make ends meet. We talk about the homeless. And they're making well over $80,000 a year because the City Council gave themselves a raise.
Yes, with taxpayer dollars.
With taxpayer dollars. Are people getting to the point that they just don't want to deal with politicians?
I don't know. You know, you mentioned apathy, but you look here on the street today, and we've got 70 people out here on a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Doing a rally to support our president, and look at the results in these cars that go by.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we've noticed is that every single car that goes by that's from a business, some kind of a business owner, and has a name on the side of the car, they're honking the loudest, the biggest thumbs up, because they understand that this president has produced opportunity for them, opportunity that they can't have with anybody on the other side of the aisle.
Is it a mindset or an ideology or just the indoctrination of the education system? But how can somebody honestly believe taking everything that taxpayers have to pay for everything for everybody?
I don't know that they think about it. Think about Medicare for All that they're pushing on the stage.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren wants it. She dodges the question, but it's $32 trillion over 10 years.
But
how
she doesn't.
Earth,
she doesn't
how
want
on earth
just
are you
that.
Pay that. How are you going to pay for that?
You know,
you can't pay for what you have now.
You talk about Medicare for All, but it's also education for all. It's also immigration for all.
Forgive the student debt, health care for the illegal immigration. It never stops, and there's not enough money already to pay for the things that the government does, many things that they shouldn't be doing already, and we want to move into yet more areas and add more trillions. How do our children and grandchildren pay that debt back, ever?
Jim, you're a citizen legislator or a citizen lobbyist.
Oh, no, citizen lobbyist.
Citizen
never
lobbyist.
Never be a citizen legislator.
We'll never have the legislature
citizens. What a nightmare that would be.
How do people get involved to start doing things like that?
You know, that is one of the best things about the state of Nevada, is that unlike our neighbor to the west, we actually have open access to this building. Any citizen can walk into this building and talk to their legislators directly, can go when there's a bill to be heard that they care about, and testify at a hearing. In California, we wouldn't get anywhere near it. The security would throw you out if you tried to walk in.
And they're all year, every year. So, Jim DeGraffenried, thank you so much. We're wrapping up our show as we broadcast live. I'll be back in the studio taking your calls at 884-9910 and email me at monica at 9910.